Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Old Fashioned Football on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Bet $100 and get $100 at WynnBET.com or download the WynnBET app and start winning today. State restrictions apply. We're also brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Final Four Watch Party. This Saturday, sweat out your bets and win prizes with Ryan, Sean, and Colby over on the youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. Plus, make sure to fill out our listener survey for a chance to win $100 SGPN gift card. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/survey.
Old-fashioned football.
You make this deal right now, you pancake-eating mother...
All right, sir. Deal!
Old-fashioned football.
Welcome to old-fashioned football. This is J-Mark. You can find me on Twitter at JMarkFootball, and let me bring in my co-host. Her name is Miranda. You can call her Mur. You can find her on Twitter at J-Mark's wifey, Miranda. How are you doing today?
I'm a mix of refreshed and tired today, which are two things that don't really go together. So I guess that kind of sums up how I'm feeling. We just had an amazing weekend with family, though. We had our niece and nephew over this weekend. And while I'm always exhausted after we get to have them for a weekend, they really refresh and recharge me at the same time. I always just feel so, I don't know, I guess recharged and whole after we have them. But at the same time, I never sleep when they're here. I'm a very heavy sleeper, as you can attest to.
Yes.
When we have them over for a whole weekend, every little thing wakes me up in the night. It's like I am not sleeping because I'm on high alert because we have little kids in the house, and I don't know. It's just totally not my sleep style.
Yeah, definitely had a fun weekend.
Yeah, and we went right from having the kids, spending some time with my parents, right into yesterday. We went out to celebrate me getting older.
It was a big day. It was your birthday.
But I'm older. I just can't. The years just go so fast. But
well, you're still young though, so it's okay.
But otherwise, I'm good and I'm tired, and I'm sure that's way more than you bargained for when you asked me how I'm doing.
No, I got the whole story on why you are how you are. Love it. Can't call yourself old. You got to remember, you're only 8 years older than Stetson Bennett, a rookie who we're going to talk about a little bit later. So,
8 years is a lot, Justin. I don't know how
you... Than a college graduate? I disagree.
Yeah, that just means college was that long ago. And I'm still like in that mindset-ish. I feel like an adult. It's awful.
It is all downhill from here. All right. You know what's not downhill, though? We have officially launched our feed, our own feed.
That's right. We are live. well ahead of our 4-4 debut that we had planned.
Only a week ahead.
Just a little premature. But it's exciting. We officially have our own platform for old-fashioned football. So within SGPN, you can still find us under SGPN's Fantasy Football Podcast. But old-fashioned football has its own podcast.
Yeah, and if you're new here because you've stumbled across us or whatever, welcome, first of all, welcome. We're a husband and wife rivalry, fantasy football-wise anyways. we rival each other in fantasy football.
Probably a little more than that.
Than more than just fantasy football in life? Are we life rivals?
We're not life rivals, but if there is any competition, we are absolutely against each other.
That is true. And we talk a lot of fantasy football.
Fantasy football specialize. I like to say we specialize in auction drafts. Auction fantasy football leagues. Those are definitely our thing. And we bring the whiskey into it.
Yeah, yeah. One of the things that makes it unique is we're drinking an old-fashioned. If you are of age and not needing to drive anywhere, we encourage you to drink an old-fashioned with us. And then we're reviewing the whiskey. Every week we try to give you a preview of what's coming next week. So
we kind of suck at that sometimes.
Yeah, we're trying to get better at it.
But even if we aren't giving you a heads up on the next whiskey, which I don't know that we know what we're drinking next week. So
sometimes
we're already failing
at
that. But yeah, we review a whiskey each week while we drink in our old fashioned and we try it separately. I like to bring a lot of history on the whiskey.
Yeah.
And about the distillery. There are thousands, Justin.
Yeah.
Probably thousands of whiskeys out there.
We have a lot to go.
We have a lot to go.
We've done a little over 33. This is our 33rd episode, but a couple episodes we had more than one.
We've had several where we've tried multiple.
Yeah. Yep.
We did a whole Jameson episode, and that was fun.
Yeah, for sure.
We were missing Jameson Black Barrel.
Yes. Yeah. But some of our listeners have already asked how they can help support us now. You're thinking, some of your listeners, you're a new show. We're not a new show. We've been on the SGPN Fantasy Football Channel. We just have our own feed now. How are some ways that the listeners can help us?
Subscribe to our show. Whatever platform you're listening to us on, whether it's through Spotify or Apple, subscribe, download. I think on Spotify, it's just a star rating.
Yep.
On Apple, please leave us a review. Even if it's a horrible review, we can take it, but leave us a review.
I'll cry a little bit. I'll cry a little bit.
But definitely follow us, subscribe.
Recommend us to your friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Spread the word.
Yeah. Ask questions. Shoot us questions, because while this podcast is fun for us to do, we want to build a fan base and bring you guys what you want to hear, whether it's fantasy football or whiskey. So that's a big one for me.
Yes. And if there are certain guests, like in the off season, we're really trying to do more guests on the show, more interviews. So if there are people you'd like us to interview, whether it's football related or a distiller, because next week, we know we've already hinted at this before, we have a huge special guest, former NFL player, and 9-year veteran. The following week on 4/11, we're bringing on Savage and Cook, who we have already reviewed two of their whiskeys on our show. We did Burning Chair, the 100 proof version, and Bad Sweater.
That one's actually that Burning Chair. I'm trying to think. It's 120 some proof.
I was wrong. It's super bam.
Yeah, it's.
So we're excited to have Savage and Cook with us. We'll have their master distiller on the show. And yeah, but if you have more, give us recommendations, who you want to hear, who you want us to have on. And of course, if you've listened to us before, you know that whiskey somehow is on our do not buy list this year. We came together. We have a do not buy list. Whiskey is on it. We bought so much whiskey last year, but we came up with a loophole. If a listener suggests a whiskey that we don't have that you want us to review, we obviously will have to go out and buy it.
Within reason. We're not going to go buy Pappy Van Winkle's.
Yeah. Maybe. Okay. Are you sure, Justin? Are you saying that we can't go get Pappy?
I would love to. Don't get me wrong. But I don't think it's a financially good idea for us to do that. But yes, please recommend whiskeys because that means I can go buy them.
We've already gotten several. I just like us to get more. And it's always fun when you're given a whiskey name you've not heard of or one you've wanted to try. And now we have a reason, especially since we put this on our Do Not Buy list, which...
Or if you really want, you can just send us whiskey. That's okay, too. We have had that happen.
Anyway, we are just really excited for this new adventure with Old Fashioned Football. And yeah, we are live now.
Absolutely. And so fantasy football wise, today we're going to be talking about one headline in particular. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to talk a little bit about rookie quarterbacks and their fantasy football values. But first, we just got done telling you that we drink whiskey. Miranda, what are we drinking today?
Well, today we are drinking Basil Hayden Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. We've previously reviewed Basil Hayden's red wine cask finish, which was very good. If you haven't tried it, highly recommend you go try it. It's very unique. Very good. But we haven't done a review of their straight bourbon. And if you listened to us last week, you know that we reviewed Four Roses Single Barrel. Well, anyway, yesterday while we were out celebrating for my birthday, we ordered an old fashioned at Eatery A downtown Des Moines, and it was made with both Four Roses and Basil Hayden bourbon. So yeah. I felt like it was only fitting that we bring you Basil Hayden this week, and more to come on that later on in the show.
Yeah, I turned to Miranda and I said, "Did you see this has two whiskeys in it?" And she says, "Yeah, I didn't know you could do that." There's no...
And my mind was like blown because, yes, we've gotten cocktails that have more than one whiskey in it before. But in Old Fashioned, I've just not had an Old Fashioned that had two different whiskeys. It was really good.
It was good.
Basic in terms of Old Fashioned, you know, your orange peel, your bitters, and two bourbons.
Yeah, well, there are no limits when it comes to whiskey. Before we continue on, we need to give a shout out to some of our SGPN sponsors.
WynnBET is the official online sportsbook of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. WynnBET is now active in Massachusetts and tons of other states. Be on the lookout for the WynnBET Win Hour each Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. During WynnBET Win Hour, marquee games of the week will have better odds on WynnBET, giving you a larger payout opportunity. And March Madness is here. So many ways to bet on the big dance. Sign up today to receive a special offer. Bet $100, get $100. Limited to state availability. And of course, for our DGens only, if you hit the biggest long shot parlay of the week, you get a $1,000 free credit. Again, that's a $1,000 free credit. There's so much to choose from. All you have to do is head over to winbet.com or download the WynnBET app.
Offers subject to change. Terms and conditions of WynnBET must be 20 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
Looking to hang out with Sean and Ryan at the Stadium Swim and watch the biggest golf tournament in the world? You can win a 3-night stay at Circa Las Vegas to hang with the guys. The contest is completely free to enter. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/golfparty. And if you don't win the contest, you can still get a discount on a room using promo code SGP15.
The Final Four Watch Party is going virtual. Hang out with the guys on their YouTube channel for an entire Saturday of Final Four action. Live bets, prize giveaways, and much more. Subscribe to youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast and tune in on Saturday. I am so bummed we're going to miss that. Now, obviously, I'm excited to hang out with my parents. They're going to be celebrating your birthday, my birthday, and my dad's birthday, which, happy birthday, Dad. He's probably listening to this on his birthday because he'll probably listen tomorrow. So happy birthday, Dad.
All of us squeezing in our birthdays in the same week.
Right. But that'll be fun for anybody that can join, watch the final four games. I'm now rooting for Florida Atlantic because why not? Miranda, before we continue, we had somebody listening to us, a fan who's specifically a fan of yours, which, I mean, everybody I talk to, they do admit
that fans.
Yeah, you're the star of the show, and that's okay. Now, this person said they would do this if they remained anonymous. I don't know why. That's just what they said. But you mentioned something on the podcast last week.
Okay.
They had something, and they thought you had to have it.
I mentioned something last week.
Yes. And they had
it. And an anonymous listener.
Had something in their house that they said that they didn't have a use for it. It's just sitting around, and they thought you would get more enjoyment out of it. Now.
A random listener sent me something?
Yeah, yeah, a random listener. And we're doing a live react.
I'm not saying that they're random, but I'm just saying.
Just reach in the top there. I have it mostly unwrapped.
Oh my God.
And tell them what it is.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah.
It is the bottle of Four Roses, that like vintage bottle that... Okay.
Somebody knew exactly what you were talking about. They had it. They said, I feel like she needs this more than I do.
This is amazing. I don't know. I don't get to know who sent this.
That it was one of their stipulations.
Okay, well, whoever sent this to me, thank you so much. So, if you didn't listen to us last week, like I said earlier, we reviewed Four Roses Single Barrel. And I always love to provide background information on the whiskey and this distillery. And on fourrosesbourbon.com, if you go into like their story and their history, there is this a picture of this gorgeous old bottle of Four Roses back when, like right now, like Four Roses will have their Four Roses like kind of on the bottle and then a big label. Well, back in the day, it was a brown bottle with roses in the glass all over it and a smaller label. And this, I cannot believe somebody sent this to me.
Now, I looked at the label. Read it. Read it out loud.
Four Roses Whiskey, a blend.
Can you read it without your glasses?
Yeah, you be quiet. Okay. It's an alcoholic stimulant made from the fermented mash of grain.
An alcoholic stimulant. This is like back in the day when the doctor would prescribe you whiskey. Be like, oh, you're having trouble getting up and working on the farm in the morning? Here, go ahead and take one shot of this and it'll get you going. It'll stimulate you.
It also says, okay, this blended whiskey is composed of whiskeys made from grain and contains whiskey not aged for 4 years as required by USP.
Interesting.
Not aged for 4 years as required. So, I need to figure out what this means.
Four Roses
why.
Cutting corners. This is only aged required. 2 years.
This is amazing. So, huge thank you. I know I don't know who sent this to me. I am surprised.
I knew you would be.
And this is amazing, and thank you.
Yes, very cool. Thank you for sending that. And I will keep your secret safe. So, anyways.
Keeping secrets from me, Justin.
I have already gotten rid of the label and everything. You will never know.
You did.
I did. I had to make a promise, so I made the promise.
Well, that's amazing. I am shocked.
I can tell. No, that's awesome. It's very cool. Very cool. It'll look neat along your bar decor stuff that you have. Or on our bar downstairs.
Or it will look good in my office where I have a bottle of Weller.
Well, that's what I meant, your bar decor stuff. By bar decor, I meant your whiskeys.
It's not decor. That is my whiskey in my office for the...
Yes, Miranda has certain bottles in her office, and I go, you're keeping that in your office? She says, that's mine. I said, what if I want some? Well, you have to ask.
The bottle of Weller was given to me from my boss's boss.
Yes. Well...
And that belongs in my office.
All right. Well, I'm going to start hoarding the bottles
and
I'm given.
My Oceans Aged at Sea belongs in my office.
What else is in there?
A bottle that I have not yet disclosed to somebody that I found yet, and I was going to tell them. A bottle of Blanton's.
Yeah.
Because I found it.
It's not yours.
It is mine.
It's ours.
I discovered it. I discovered it here in small town Winterset for like less than half the price of what I've seen it in
right.
Des Moines.
Oh, yeah. Much less. Yeah.
So why would I not buy that? And I get in the car and I'm like, Justin, you won't believe what I found.
Yeah, that was quite a surprise.
Yeah. Well, that's in my office. It belongs on my nice whiskey tray.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All righty. Shall we continue? Now that the surprise is over, I've been sitting on that since it arrived. And like, man, I just want to give this to her now. But...
I am so surprised. And that's amazing. And again, thank you to the anonymous listener who has gifted me with this amazing bottle. All right. I guess now we should get on the subject of quarterbacks. Not a rookie, as we're going to get into here, but Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
He has requested a trade from the Ravens since they can't reach an agreement.
Yeah. Do you think that request is justified? Like, does he deserve to be one of the top quarterbacks in the league?
Well, Justin, fantasy-wise, which I realize has no impact on his NFL contract, but Lamar didn't even finish in the top 10 quarterbacks in the league, which was, I feel like, a shock for many, since he was one of the top ranked going into the 2022 season when we were doing our fantasy drafts.
Yeah, yeah. So I have this news that I sent you earlier. I don't know if you saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is from Stephen Holder, who was reporting from some of the Combine, I believe. But regardless of what the Colts or anyone else might love about Lamar Jackson, the very clear stance from people here at the owner's meeting I've talked to is that whatever contract demands he is currently making are absolutely a non-starter. To me, that means nobody's interested in his asking price.
Mm-hmm. He's asking for too much.
Yes.
Just to give you some stats on him from this last season, he threw for 2,242 yards, 17 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions. Now, those yards are just his passing yards. Because he is a rushing quarterback, which does add value fantasy-wise to him. However, he was also injured from weeks 14 through 18 and missed their wild card game in the playoffs. This is not his first injury.
No.
In his career, he has had 6 major injuries. One of those being when he was in college. But then starting in 2020, he had an injury that season to his knee, causing him to miss time. And then that same season, he missed an early 2021 game due to a concussion. In the 2021 season, he had a back injury in practice earlier in the season, and then a grade 2 ankle sprain, missing weeks 15 through 18. Then, like I said, this past season, injured weeks 14 through 18, he suffered another knee injury with a PCL sprain that had him out rest of the season and into the playoffs. That's back-to-back years with major injuries.
Yeah.
With him being out. That is an injury-prone player. We have 3 years in a row where he's had to miss times. 6 major injuries throughout your career and 3 years in a row missing time.
Yeah.
It's not a good look.
Right. And that's not even counting the game that he had to poop during and left the field to poop.
Are you serious? What? What?
There was a game where he kind of walked awkwardly.
Did you show me this?
Yeah.
I think I remember this clip now. Did you show me a clip?
He walked awkwardly to the locker room, and it was during the game, and it definitely looked like, oh my gosh, I got a poop walk.
Well, having a stomach issue, Justin, is not an injury.
Right. Well, yeah. But then he came back.
And it hits you. You can't control when you got
to
go.
He was very adamant that he did not have to poop. He even tweeted about that.
What was he doing?
Exactly. Real quick, before we continue, I want to tell you about Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy continues their March Madness College Pick'em. It is a great way to get in the action, especially if your bracket is busted, which, with 4 teams left, I think we all have busted brackets. I don't think very few people had San Diego State versus Florida Atlantic as one of their Final Four matchups. But, plus, Underdog Fantasy has your favorite college basketball player props and great NBA and NHL daily games. They're going to have NFL stuff when that starts as well. Head over to UnderdogFantasy.com and use promo code SGPN for 100% deposit up to $100. That's UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Sorry, I had to give them a shout out real quick.
I also have a tangent to go on really fast. I apologize.
Oh, you're fine.
Speaking of March
tangent
Madness
away.
And our brackets, I freaking lost to your mom again.
I know.
You lost to your dad. We suck at March Madness.
Yes, I texted them in a group text with us all, and I said, well, I guess the old Marks won this round.
The old Marks. Way to go, Justin.
I know.
But I feel like I could have got away with something here, because your mom thought she lost to me.
Yeah, she thought she was done.
She wasn't.
But I am the scorekeeper, and yeah, she was not. I did the worst, which I do watch the most, or keep up the most with college basketball out of all of us. It was just a crazy year.
It was, and it was fun. It was fun. Even though I have lost, is this my third year in a row losing to your mom? Yes.
I believe that's correct.
It is. We've been doing this for competition with your parents for 3 years.
Yes.
Where it's just us and we compete. And the winner gets a bottle of whiskey or wine or whatever of their choosing. I have lost to your mom every single year now.
Yes.
I don't know how I feel about this.
And this is the first year that my dad beat me. Usually I kind of, no offense, Dad, but I kind of cream him.
We swap bottles in households.
Right.
This year we have to pony up 2 bottles. So we're going to see them this weekend, and we got to figure out what we need to get them.
Yeah, for sure.
So.
Anyways, back to Lamar.
I guess let's circle back to football, which is why we're here.
Yeah, back to Lamar. Fantasy football-wise, do we like this? Because if he doesn't get traded, he'll probably play unhappy all year, right? Mm-hmm. Or maybe not at all. I mean, we did see Le'Veon Bell sit out an entire season.
We're seeing with because these players wasn't getting traded or paid. Who want these crazy contracts, or who feel like, I don't want to say people overvalue themselves, but they overvalue themselves, and then they end up sitting out. And I think it's crazy that we keep seeing this year after year.
He's also representing himself.
Yes, which we...
That's had some...
negative kind of things in the league.
The owners don't like it. You got to understand, most of the owners of these teams are old, and they're old school, and they don't want some guy representing themselves coming to them. They want the agent that they're used to working with different players, because, you know, most agents have multiple different players. They know how it goes. They want that guy approaching them saying, okay, here's what we offer, you know, and all that. The players aren't doing that, and I think it rubs him the wrong way. I really do. Mm-hmm. If he does get traded, there's also questions on, like, so if you look at his rushing stats, because you alluded to the fact that he's a running quarterback. I'm not going to spout him all out here, but in the 5 years with the Ravens, he's been a third of their rushing yards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they've 2018, been 2019, 2020, 2021, and last year. 5 years in a row, averaging 30%.
Yeah, and that's not, oh, the Ravens couldn't run the ball. They've finished second, first, third, and second in the NFL in rushing yards. They're a rushing team. Mm-hmm. So if he goes to a different team...
that's not a rushing team.
I don't know if he gets utilized.
That isn't set up to have a rushing quarterback or rely on the quarterback to be a third of the team's rushing yards.
Right, yeah.
I don't know that he's going to go to another team and contribute that much. And fantasy-wise... that's where a lot of points come in from him.
Oh, for sure.
And also, I'd like to point out 2 major knee injuries to a rushing quarterback.
Right. Well, that's one of the reasons I think he is getting injury prone, because he does run the ball a lot, so he is taking more hits. He's not just dropping back and throwing the ball. He's running and taking hits, getting tackled, because he is an aggressive runner. He's not sliding.
How old is Lamar?
Do we know this? Is his fifth year. So he's probably 26 or 7.
Oh, gosh, they're so young. He's 27. I used to think football players were so old, and now I'm old and they're young.
I know.
Because I was going to compare him to you, but he's still in his 20s, so he heals differently.
He's 26, and thank you very much for that. I was going to compare him to you, but you're old as shit, and he's young.
Well, you tore your meniscus, which I know isn't a PCL. What is a PCL?
Partially tore. PCL is in the knee.
Yeah, I know it's in the knee. Yeah. I know it's in the knee, but I don't know. I can't remember what that stands for or what that exactly.
Yeah.
A sprain. He had a sprain, though.
Yeah.
But I know, like, from you, when you tore your meniscus.
Partially.
Partially. Listen to you. Partially. When you partially tore your meniscus, if you must correct me over and over, which I would do the same to you. it took you a while to heal from that.
Yeah. No, you feel that. Still feel it on some cold mornings in Iowa out there. Shoveling, it's like, oh, I feel that.
You still feel it?
Oh, yeah, all my injuries, you still feel them a little bit. Which, yeah.
I was just telling, I was just telling Nick and Kate and Josh and Haley, when we were out to dinner the other night, I was telling them, you've been injured half of our marriage.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's exhausting. Could you just stay in one piece? Because you're not a pro athlete. I don't know if you know this, but you're not out there.
But what if I was? Yeah, you're not an athlete.
Anyway, I feel like that's gotta, like, his injury history, specifically the injuries he's had. If he leaves the Ravens, which were an offense built for him, like, that offense is perfect for him.
Yeah.
I don't know how that affects his fantasy value. I don't know that we're going to see those same numbers. And then, again, like you said, if he stays, is he going to be happy? Is he going to produce?
So are you buying or selling?
I think now is a time to sell when people – I feel like there's going to be people looking for him. If yeah. You know what I mean? Like, to get that
– still a big name.
Yes.
A very
and when there's potential when you don't know and player – like, just for example, Russell Wilson. When he left the Seahawks to go to Denver – not an injury-prone player, but there's just – it's Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
And we saw people want to pay a lot to get him going to another team where they were insistent that he was going to be the best, and he wasn't. I think it's a good time if you have Lamar Jackson to get what you can out of him, out of a trade, or however it is working in your league, whether that you're trading for draft picks, whether you're just trading keepers with somebody, however you're going to do it.
Yeah.
I think I would – I'm selling.
Yeah.
And if I drafted him for the money I saw him go for last season, I'm dropping him
right.
to see what I could get him for.
Yeah. See if you can get him at a mm-hmm. discount next
auction. I'm not
keeping
him at the price – I don't – I shouldn't quote this because I don't know what – I can't remember what price he went for last year, and I don't have that information
at the
ready.
I think it was above 20.
Yeah. But I'm not – I'm not going to keep him at that dollar amount.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely on the sell right now as well. Mm-hmm. Unless somebody's panicking and you get him for really cheap, I'm selling him. You know, I would consider him if it was a mm-hmm. cheap price because he is still Lamar Jackson. But for the most part, I'm selling. I'm selling unless it's a really good deal as far as cheap price. But get rid of him. I'm not contracting him either. I need to see how the situation plays out.
We're on the same page there. I don't know how I feel about it.
it's rare that we're on the same page, but it, at least it means either we're both right or we're both wrong rather than somebody being able to rub it in. all right. Well, why don't we get on to some of these rookie quarterbacks? We're going to talk about five of them.
Yeah, and I think let's start at the top with who we think is going to be taken first.
Yeah.
CJ Stroud from Ohio State. I feel like, you know, we've talked about him. Not on the show. We've discussed him.
We've had conversations.
Yeah, we think he's probably going to be one of the first picks of the draft. Now, the Panthers have the first pick of the 2023 draft.
Yes, thank you, Panthers, for the load of stuff you gave us for that.
Yes, the farm.
The farm, the RV.
The Mercedes or the Ferrari, whatever I said.
And
they
the
sold it all in the tractor. Okay, anyway. There's a possibility he gets drafted by the Panthers. The Panthers have Adam Thielen, DJ Chark, Hayden Hurst. In the backfield, there's Miles Sanders. This is a situation where a rookie could come in and succeed.
Yeah, and I'm not thinking like turn the team around, but he could definitely have success. So CJ Stroud, unlike Justin Fields, he's a pure pocket passer. You're not going to get a lot of rushing upside from him. But he does have a very accurate arm, and he is a good quarterback. I mean, this is a guy that was a two-time Heisman finalist.
He does have two more years of college eligibility.
Yeah, true.
But he is entering the draft.
Yep, interesting there. A 6'3", 214, big guy. Big guy. His college stats. Let's talk about those real quick.
He has a 21-4 career. A 69.3 completion percentage. So far, in his 2 years, 7,775 yards, 81 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, 81 touchdowns?
Yeah.
Jesus. 68 rushes for 105 yards and one rushing touchdown. So he does rush.
Not much, though. I mean, that's
like 1%.
2%? Less than 2 yards a carry. So, yeah. Doesn't run a lot.
Yeah. Is he draftable, Justin?
So CJ Stroud, especially if the Panthers get him, he's likely the day one starter, right? Mm-hmm. So you can bank on that. Definitely a guy in dynasty keeper leagues that you want to go after, because I think mm-hmm. they're going to continue to build around him, whoever drafts him, really. But I think he has value in redraft as well.
Is this a situation where you get him for a dollar like you got Justin Fields and you put him on your bench till you know what he's doing and you have a dynasty quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, if he goes for a dollar, there's a lot of hype around Stroud.
Yeah.
And we live in Iowa, so we play with a lot of people that watch the Big Ten. So mm-hmm. they're going to be familiar with the Ohio State
gunslinger. So basically in our drafts, we're not going to get CJ Stroud for a deal, because there's just this bias when we play with our college friends or anything like that. Any Iowa players, like Brock Purdy, you're not getting him cheap. Whether the value is there or not, it doesn't make sense in our drafts because people bid our Iowa players up. So
I think Brock Purdy went for $7 and he was not the starter.
Breece Hall.
Yeah, he went for a lot. Though I do think that was a little warranted. But quarterback, rookie quarterbacks are not going to soar price-wise like a running back would. Mm-hmm. But they still could get up there. Me personally, I would say if he's $10 and under, I would go for him. I would pay up to $10 for CJ Stroud because I think, and of course it does depend where he gets drafted.
It depends. That's a huge factor.
Yeah, but I think the Panthers will take him.
A team that doesn't have a,
like the Texans.
Yeah, the Texans, the Panthers, the Colts.
Yeah, they're the fourth pick.
They're the fourth pick. They don't have a quarterback right now. There's another team, isn't there? Anyway, those three teams.
Yeah, so for me, $10, I'd pay up to $10, I think, for CJ Stroud, especially in a keeper league, because he's going to be a guy that they build around, and he showed that he could have success in college. I think he's going to have success in the NFL, even if it takes a bit. I think he'll get there.
Okay. All right. CJ Stroud, someone to look out for. Bryce Young from Alabama.
Yeah.
He is another Heisman Trophy winner from 2021. And he played behind Mac Jones until 2021.
Yeah. He's one of the smaller quarterbacks to enter the draft in the modern era. There's a lot of talk about that. He's 5'10", 194 pounds.
Jeez.
That concerns me. Because if you think about the big NFL bodies,
he's shorter than you.
Yeah, he's shorter than me. Especially going to a team, I think, the
not
Texans.
Not that you're short, sorry.
Right, no. I just wanted to clarify. Still, I'm not, you don't look at me and think, oh, that guy's tall enough to play in the NFL at quarterback, because usually they're taller. But yeah, 5'10", 194 pounds. I'm concerned whether he can take repeated hits. And I'm also, I don't know if Alabama gets players necessarily ready. I don't know if they get quarterbacks ready, because their system flows so well that I think you can be a mediocre quarterback a la Mac Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And look really good, but in the NFL, he's just been eh.
Yeah. Well, let's get into his college stats from what he's done so far. In his career, he is 23-4, a 65.8% completion rate, 8,356 yards, 80 touch, another 80 touch, but he's played longer. No, really?
2 years.
2 years. Yeah. He hasn't played longer. I take that back. 80 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, 139 carries for 162 rushing yards and 7 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, so big numbers. But again, Alabama's system, especially mm-hmm. when they're playing against the little guys, you know, he had some 5-6 touchdown passing games against nobodies.
Yes.
I think he's going to struggle. Especially in year one, I think he goes to the Texans. So we're kind of doing this in draft order that we think they'll be drafted. So CJ Stroud, number one, number
he's
two.
He's the number two quarterback that gets drafted.
I think so.
And the Texans have the next
which,
pick.
Keep your eyes out. SportsGamblingPodcast.com. I have been asked to release a 7-round mock draft, a full mock. So I will be doing that probably next week. But yeah, this is exactly how I would do it. Stroud, number one. Bryce Young, number two, to the Texans. I think he's going to struggle a little.
So, fantasy-wise, draftable?
I might take a flyer on him if it's...
He's not going to be... I'm not going to throw away my quarterback budget on him.
No. I wouldn't spend up to $10 for Bryce Young. Five, maybe? Maybe five? even that might be a little high for me.
And again, this is all dependent on where he actually goes.
Of course, yeah. I think if he goes to the Colts, he finds more success. But
some more proven receivers there. With the Texans, I feel it's hard to say what their receiver room ends up looking like.
Yeah, agreed.
They have young running back Damian Pierce.
Mm-hmm. Who's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Like we said, I think maybe a flyer.
Yep. All right. Who's our third guy here?
We have Anthony Richardson from Florida. He left.
Well, this guy, it's interesting because he's been described as the best quarterback athlete prospect. Not necessarily based on his arm, but based on athleticism to hit the draft ever. Now, I think Justin Fields, myself, would have something to say about that, but he's also been described as this guy that is a terrible passer. So it's really weird based on who you talk to.
He has an elite rushing ability.
Yes, yeah.
And so not 5'10". He's 6'4", 232 pounds. And in his college career, he has a 6-7 record.
Yeah, just one year of starting.
Basically. Isn't a winning record.
No.
He only started he started one game in 2021.
Right, yeah.
Started all of 2022. He has a 54.7 completion percentage,
which is not very good.
And I think that's why people are nervous about him being able to succeed in the NFL. That's like 50-50. 50-50, it makes it to you. 50-50, it doesn't. But with his career, 3,105 passing yards, 24 passing touchdowns. This is a lot less than our, like, if you take the C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young,
yeah,
over 80 touchdowns in 2 years. That's over 40 touchdowns a year. And here he's at with 24.
Right. Yeah.
So with that 24, over half of them, or he's had over half of that amount of touchdowns and interceptions.
Right.
15 interceptions, 161 rushes for 1,116 rushing yards and 12 rushing touchdowns. So I guess he brought half of his.
Yeah, so that's a lot of rushing
yards. That is a lot.
From a quarterback.
Which, like I said, he has this elite rushing ability.
Yeah.
So he's going to be, when he gets drafted, he's going to be a rushing quarterback.
Yeah, and there was a lot of hubbub mm-hmm. about his combine performance.
Mm-hmm.
But at a combine, you're sitting there just throwing the ball to receivers while you're not getting rushed by any passers. Or you have to look at the college game tape when he's in actual games.
Yeah.
If he's throwing
under pressure.
Yeah, if he's throwing 54.7% completion rate to a college defense, how's he going to match up against a NFL defense with guys that are more talented, grown-ass dudes mm-hmm. that are coming after you? Interesting thing, I saw fewest touchdown passes thrown by first-round quarterbacks since 2000 because, despite all this, he is still projected to be a first-round draft pick.
He's only played 1 year. Let's just get this out there. Only has 1 year of experience in college football.
You know who else had 1 year of experience?
Who?
Mitch Trubisky. See how that turned out?
Okay. Not good.
Right.
Not good enough.
Yeah, so fewest touchdown passes thrown by first-round quarterbacks since 2000. Michael Vick with 21. Anthony Richardson with 24. Then there's Trey Lance with 30, Cam Newton with 30, Blaine Gabbert with 40. The only guy who really, I guess, had a long, successful career there was Michael Vick. So, This guy, despite being extremely athletic, mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm ready to say he's Michael Vick.
No. So, let's take a look at this for drafting in this upcoming season. If you're in a redraft league, I feel like it's safe to say to stay away from him.
Yeah.
Because I think he needs at least a year. He's a project. Maybe a couple before he's ready to start.
Right. Agreed.
And I'm not taking him as my quarterback, even if he is starting. There are better options out there if you're in a redraft league.
Agreed.
In a dynasty keeper type league, Justin, what do you think?
So I still really want to see. I think I'm still waiting, but he's a guy that I'm targeting towards the end of the year of picking up
mm-hmm.
and keeping him for the next year. I agree with you. I think he's going to sit at least a year, maybe two even. I'm trying to think of guy like a good place where he would fit. Now, I think the Colts are going to end up drafting him.
Mm-hmm.
If they're
drafting somebody who's not ready to start, though.
Well, they did sign. Now, I don't think Gardner Minshew is the answer, but they do have Gardner Minshew.
He is not the answer.
Here's an interesting place for him. Las Vegas. They have Jimmy G for the next 2 years.
That is an interesting place.
A polarizing quarterback, but is very athletic. Could help turn the franchise around if he can get
poor
to
Jimmy
competing
G.
on the NFL
He never
level.
Stays starting for very long.
He really doesn't. That would be an interesting mm-hmm. one.
That would be.
I might have to think about that for my...
Because the Colts need, they need that starter. Minshew is not their answer. And if he is, then I'll eat my words. But he's not their answer.
You're like, if he is the answer, I don't know what the question is.
What was the question? Because I didn't answer it.
So yeah, I don't think I'm buying in on Anthony Richardson. Could prove me wrong. He is a very athletic dude. So mm-hmm. I guess we'll see.
I just want to throw out those rushing quarterbacks are exciting.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
They lead to fantasy points.
Right. Look at Jay Fields, top 10 quarterback.
I don't know. In a dynasty league, too, like, I know you're like, oh, you're thinking about picking him up towards the end of the year. Well, so am I, Justin.
Oh, so I might not get him.
You might not. If he's worth a dollar to stash on your bench if you have the room.
True, if you have the room, yeah. Agreed. I guess that's a good point.
We're going to be fighting you, I know.
For a couple dollars
throwing
over
punches
Anthony Richardson.
We're months away from fantasy football season. Anyway, number 4 on our list is Will Levis from Kentucky.
Yeah.
He was originally at Penn State, transferred to Kentucky. He is 6'3", 231 pounds, a little shorter, a pound lighter than Anthony Richardson. He is kind of the... middle guy. I don't know how to say it. He's not a CJ Stroud, but right. He is probably ahead of Anthony Richardson, even though he's number 4 on our list as far as potentially becoming a starter right away.
This is the guy I think the Colts take.
For you want to bet some money on it?
Well, who do you think they're going to take?
I don't know. You know, let's continue here. These are all possibilities, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
But these are the guys that we think are going to go first at quarterback.
The first 4, yeah. Not mm-hmm. the last one. The last one we're talking about just for fun, but yeah.
Yes. So anyway, to give you some of his college stats, he has an 18-8 record. Yeah, kind of. Not the best, but...
Better than 6-7.
Better than 6-7. He has a 64.9 completion percentage, and he has 5,876 yards, 46 touchdowns, 25 interceptions, 312 rushes for 742 yards and 17 rushing touchdowns. He's another rusher.
Yeah, at least better than the other ones, for sure.
Do you find him fantasy football draftable?
This is the one that it depends the most on his landing spot. Because if he lands on a team that has a current starter, I don't think he's worth drafting. But if it looks like he may be the starter, let's say the Texans surprise us and they take him, then I think he's worth a flyer. I wouldn't spend a ton of your budget on him, but... Texans or Colts, I think one of those two teams, I think, are going to end up with Will Levis, and I would do a little bit on him.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I want to point out something. Let's take us back a couple of years to when Mitch Trubisky and Patrick Mahomes.
Gosh, why do I have to relive this all the time?
Were your top quarterbacks for the draft. And the Bears get up for their pick. And they have...
They trade up for their pick, even.
Trade up for our pick. Pressure's on us. We're trading up for our pick. It's exciting. We just traded up in the draft. We're going to get a quarterback. We need a quarterback. Patrick Mahomes is available. Patrick Mahomes is now the top quarterback of the NFL, fantasy-wise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Top ranked.
And the top
quarterback. I would say he's elite. He is the guy. We choose Mitch Trubisky over Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
I don't know if we would have made Patrick, if the Bears would have made Patrick Mahomes what he is today, or if Patrick Mahomes, it doesn't matter. We've seen his wide receivers rotate and everything. He is the guy.
It's interesting because, just side note, when mm-hmm. we got up there, I was crossing my fingers for Deshaun Watson.
Uh-huh.
Hindsight. With how that has gone, I'm glad we didn't.
Yes, but still, it's just like to think about it after the fact, we had an option to have a Mahomes.
Yeah.
To have, not a Mahomes, to have Mahomes. And we went the Mitch Trubisky route. You don't know what teams are thinking of these guys.
Right.
These are like our 4 right
yeah.
now.
Right.
That we think are going to go in the draft. They make sense. They're the ones that make sense to go.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a better way to put it. They make sense to go.
Yeah, no, I agree. I wanted to talk about one more.
Yeah, give us our number 5.
Stetson Bennett. from Georgia.
Bennett.
Now, this is really going to bring our podcast full circle because he's probably going to have no value at all. But hear me out. Talking to a Georgia fan who's a good friend of ours, Josh Thompson.
Mm-hmm. Who we had dinner with on
yes,
the birthday.
Yes, and we were talking about this. I asked, you know, what do you think? Is he gonna get drafted? Is he going to be a career backup? Which he did say there's a chance he's going to be a career backup. But then he also said, you know, Baker Mayfield's still getting opportunities. So why not Stetson Bennett? So Josh told me he thinks there's a good chance that the Ravens draft Stetson around the fifth round. Seems very random, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ravens' new offensive coordinator is Todd Monken. You're asking, who's Todd Monken? Well, he's the former offensive coordinator for Georgia. This is a guy who's worked with Stetson the past 2 years, knows his pros, knows his cons. And do we trust Lamar? What if he gets traded? What if he doesn't play? They draft Stetson Bennett. Maybe Stetson Bennett's the guy in line after Lamar, mm-hmm. a guy that the offensive coordinator knows. It's a really interesting theory.
It is. It's because he has that, like, you know, he pays attention when you know, him being such a Georgia fan.
We got to get Josh on the show to talk about Georgia and the SEC.
He's all college football.
Yes. He knows those Georgia guys so well. Now, Stetson Bennett is an old rookie. He's 25 years mm-hmm. old.
That's not really old, but yes.
Old for a rookie. So there is that. But still, he's coming out of college more mature. He's a hard worker. What was his college stats like? Do you have those handy?
Before I get into all of that, he was back-to-back national championships in 2022 and 2023.
Yeah.
He's a two-time CFP National Championship Offensive MVP.
Yep.
He played a few games in 2020 as well. Ended his college career with a 29-3 record, which I find impressive.
Pretty good.
65% completion rate, 8,429 yards, 66 touchdowns, 21 interceptions, 141 carries, 530 rushing yards, 14 rushing touchdowns. He's not the quickest scrambler, but he can run when he needs to.
Yeah.
He is shorter at 5'11 and 192 pounds.
So an NFL team would probably want him to bulk up a little.
Draftable in fantasy football? I'm going to go ahead and answer that question for you, Justin, and say probably not. But I think this is an interesting take.
Yeah.
An opinion and, like, insight there.
If
we'll have to see what happens.
Right. So I know some dynasty drafts, they start already before guys are drafted.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a super flex league, Stetson Bennett might be worth, like, your last pick.
Yeah.
Just take your last pick on Stetson Bennett and maybe things fall in place to where that pays off as being one of the steals. I don't know. It's definitely an interesting theory, though. I'm very intrigued by that after talking with Josh.
Yes. Good conversation.
Yeah. Should we get to whiskey?
My old fashioned is...
Mine's pretty low.
Dwindling?
Yeah.
Would you like to comment on how good your old fashioned is today?
With the eyes you're giving me, yes, I would like to. I'm just kidding. No, it's very good.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was good. Just if you are new, if you're joining us for the first time, come for the football, stay for the whiskey. Now's the part where we get around to reviewing this whiskey. We've been drinking our old fashions, and I think I might have less than you.
No, you don't.
Well, I got a bigger glass. It's hard to tell.
No, you don't.
We just race chugged. Mine's gone. But anyways, tell us about Basil Hayden.
As Justin just said, and as we mentioned earlier, we've been drinking our old fashions with Basil Hayden's Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, which was crafted in 1992 by Booker No as part of the small batch collection. Basil Hayden introduced a more subtle side of bourbon compared to its counterparts. And it's inspired all the way back to 1796, when Basil Hayden Sr. began distilling his smooth bourbon in Kentucky. Currently, like today, they still make their bourbon using that same skill and care that made it a favorite back in the day. Something that makes it a little more different is it's made with more rye than a traditional bourbon, and it is artfully aged in hillside rack houses, and they bottle it at 80 proof. I know we've said this over and over, and I have really learned through doing this podcast with you, Justin, have learned how much I like ryes.
Yeah.
I like Basil Hayden a lot, their mm-hmm. bourbon. it is a more rye bourbon, and it makes sense to me. I never knew that I was a rye whiskey gal, if you want to call me that. Until we started trying all these different whiskeys, I've usually stayed to what bourbon normally is crafted with corn, you know, more corn and not rye.
Right.
But some of these bourbons that have rye in them, I really love. And I find out when I'm looking into them, oh, well, they're made with rye. So anyway.
So it's made by Booker No, you said.
Yes.
Which makes Booker's bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Crafted in 1982 by him.
All right. Yep. I guess I didn't know they were made by the same maker or crafted by the same person. So that's interesting.
Like I said earlier, we've tried their wine cask finished.
Yeah.
Red wine cask finished whiskey. And it's very good. This is our second bottle we've had at Basil Hayden. So we obviously like it.
We just opened it today, too. Because we bought it for future. We bought it for future use because we knew we would drink it.
Yes. But I also, it wouldn't be a review without reviewing the bottle. You might recognize Basil Hayden's by their copper and metal like band that goes around the bottle.
Band
like
is a belt. I was going to say their strap.
I feel like it's more like a belt. The bottle has a belt.
You can make a bracelet out of that after we're done with the bottle.
It's a little big for a bracelet.
Not for my big wrist.
Justin, do you want to take over and give us our flavor profile while I try it neat?
I do. Why don't you go ahead and sniff it? Because you're supposed to smell charred oak and sweet notes of vanilla and caramel with hints of dried fruit.
Vanilla. I smell sweet vanilla.
Do you? I get oak. I'm not as refined as you are, but I get
swish,
a lot of oak.
Like swirl it like you would some wine and you get a lot of oak. I feel like now that I swirled it, like I smell the oak. But right away when I just grabbed this sample, I smelled sweet and vanilla.
All right. Well, why don't you go ahead and take a taste and I will tell you what you're tasting. Charred oak flavor that is complemented with sweet brown sugar, a touch of black pepper, and dried fruit to round it out. Now, did you get any of that? I'll let you answer while I... Well, you're making faces over there.
It's burning right under my nose, like in my mouth, like at the top of the roof of my mouth. It like burns, or maybe I guess at the back and is burning through my nose.
Interesting.
I don't know. I just drink a whole old fashioned with it, and it
yeah.
Done well.
The finish is a pleasant, lingering charred oak finish with a touch of dried fruit. I taste a lot of dried fruit with it. I don't know exactly sure what kind of fruit, but that's the I'm trying to put my finger on what I'm tasting and then I'm like it is dried fruit. It tastes like a dried fruit.
I taste a lot of oak with it, a little spice. You have to try it three times. My rule with any whiskey or bourbon is take three sips of it and then you taste it.
Well, I feel like I drink enough bourbon that I don't, because that's like any whiskey, it's kind of a shock to your taste buds.
No, it is. Even okay, Justin, even if you are accustomed to drinking whiskey, it's still the first time you take a sip of something. To get the full flavor of the bourbon, your mouth needs to be exposed to it three times.
Okay. Well, that was my third. It tasted the same as the first. No.
Bullshit. <kidding.
laughs> It's interesting. Now, compared to when I first had Basil Hayden to now, I have had many more whiskeys. This was kind of a, like... It's not obviously my first whiskey I've had.
It is,
but it was
by far not your first whiskey you've had, if we're being honest here.
No, but it
last
was one of
last year you bought a bottle of it.
Yeah, it was like one of the ones
no,
that I
2 years ago.
2 years, yeah. It was one of the whiskeys I feel like I knew and that I had tried straight. I've had a lot more since. I don't know what I think. What do you think? Go ahead.
I have honest opinion here, because that's what I'm about.
Right.
I like it better in an old fashioned. Mm-hmm. The neat. There are some whiskeys we have tried on the show that it's like, wow, I would drink this neat, no cocktail required. This, it is not bad. It leaves like a little, it has a burn a little bit to it in your mouth. It's smooth, but it does have a little bit of a bite to it. I don't know how to explain it. It's really good in an old fashioned though.
Yeah, the old fashioned was good. Their cask finish one is like 1,000 times better. I would drink that right from the bottle. I know it's different. I'm saying
It's finished as in a red straight wine drink. Casks.
I don't know if I'm a huge fan of this. It's not terrible, but it's not something that I'm like, oh, I have to have that.
If you're looking to drink something neat, I don't think this. I think this that there are it. Other options that we've tried that I would go with.
Yeah.
In an old fashioned, it's really good.
Yeah.
I made so if you go, hang on. So if you go to basilhaydenbourbon.com/cocktails.
Are you going
to
talk about a new bottle or an old bottle that they have and see if you can score
no,
another?
No, Basil Hayden isn't old enough for that, Justin.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, they do go back to 1796. But anyway, they have a bourbon old fashioned recipe on their site. And I tried to make our old fashioned similar to that.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
mine wants.
I'm a little upset.
Yeah.
And I hate saying this so often on our show. We didn't have an orange.
If you're new to the show, there was a whole orange gate.
I don't know what's
situation.
Wrong with us.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with us. We never have an orange.
Well,
we do, but we don't.
I feel like we buy them, they go bad, and then we don't use
our
them.
Our orange
something.
Percentage rate is getting closer and closer to the 50% mark, and that is not okay.
Not acceptable.
No.
Ooh, the Basil Hayden Boulevardier.
Boulevardier is something we just discovered this last year.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's not a new drink or anything, but we had our first one this last year. Those are really good with sweet vermouth.
Depending where you get it, for sure.
Anyway, on basilhaydenbourbon.com, they have cocktail recipes, and with their bourbon old fashioned. That's how I tried to make ours. It's made with two parts Basil Hayden Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey, 2 teaspoons of Demerara syrup, 3 dashes of Angostura bitters, orange peel, which we failed miserably at.
I believe it's pronounced Demerara.
So in lieu of the orange peel, I use some orange bitters.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's how I made our old fashioned minus the orange peel, add in orange bitters. I felt like it was a really good old fashioned, Justin. And Basil Hayden is great in an old fashioned.
An old fashioned Justin. What are you trying to say?
I want you to agree that my drink was good that I made.
Yes, it was very good. I did enjoy it. Anything else on Basil Hayden?
I think that they're a great bourbon and whiskey. They have, along with their bourbon, Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey, they have their red wine cask finish. They have a dark rye. They have a Basil Hayden's bourbon tenure.
Interesting.
But yeah, there's different, like, go check them out.
Yeah.
Try them. Hopefully you like them. I definitely recommend the Basil Hayden bourbon in an old fashioned.
Yeah, this is one you can probably find anywhere. I'm going to start a new thing of buy or order, as in buy the bottle or just order it at a restaurant or something.
This is a buy. If you are a if you like old fashions,
this is an order for me. So we'll disagree there.
How dare you? This is a buy. If you like old fashions, this is a good whiskey in an old fashioned. I just had 2 old fashions with Basil Hayden this week. One was, yes, Basil Hayden with 4 roses.
Had to be
but
helped.
It was good.
Yeah.
It had to be what?
Helped. Had to
no,
be helped with
how
a different
dare
whiskey.
You. Justin, this is our second bottle because you liked the first bottle so well.
I have such refined tastes since then.
No, it's good. It's really good in an old fashioned.
Yeah.
There's nothing extremely special about our old fashioned tonight, and it tastes really good. We're also missing an orange, which you know I don't like to drink old fashions without an orange peel, and this is really good. So,
if y'all could see the face of attitude she was giving me there with, you know I don't like drinking these with. Anyways, yeah. Thank you for checking out the podcast, especially if you're new. If you're not new, thank you for coming back repeatedly. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. All that stuff helps us so much.
Yes.
So much. Come back every week. Check us out. We got a big special guest next week.
We are so excited for next week.
Yes.
Which is why we're keeping it a secret. I feel like it's huge for old fashioned football.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And just something that I didn't think we'd get to this stage in our podcast so quickly.
Right.
if that's how you want to put it. We do this because we enjoy it. It's fun for us. We love getting together, talking about fantasy football, drinking an old fashioned, trying all these new whiskeys. It's something we like to do together, even if we're throwing punches when we talk about fantasy football, getting aggravated. I get so aggravated with you during the season.
It's draft night is when she gets the most aggravated with me.
We can't sit together during draft night.
This is
it's like a rule. We must be in separate rooms, and then we still sometimes yell at each other across the house.
These are like figurative punches, not literal punches, just so everybody's
violent.
Aware. We're not throwing punches.
We
verbal punches, maybe. During draft night, yes, maybe.
But no, it's exciting. Please tune in next week because it's going to be a different show for us, but so much fun.
Yes.
And
next
exciting.
Week will be a little bit of fantasy football, but a lot of it's going to be about our guest and just interviewing our guest. Same in 2 weeks. We're going to have some fantasy football, but we're going to be interviewing the Whiskey Jesus, master distiller of Savage and Cook.
Yes.
I'm really excited.
He calls himself the Whiskey Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. So that's like his handle on IG and everything. I'm excited to talk with him as well.
Yes.
So exciting things. And we got more guests coming up. So make sure you subscribe so you know when those guests are there. Set that little auto-download feature. That's awesome and helps as well. And yeah.
And follow us. Follow Old Fashioned Football on Twitter at Old Fashioned FB. Follow Justin at JMark Football. Follow me at JMark's Wifey. We love the interaction with you guys. So reach out to us, ask us questions, give us suggestions. And I have to thank the anonymous listener who sent me this very, very old bottle of Four Roses. I'm still in shock at this gift. It is amazing. I'll post a photo of it on Twitter.
Yeah.
So if you're following me or Old Fashioned Football, I'll post it on both. You'll see it. And I love it. So thank you again to whoever sent this to me. This is awesome.
And Miranda, my Old Fashioned, it's gone.
Well, it's gone because you had to chug to race me to the finish. Mine's gone as well because I also chugged to race you to the finish.
Going once, going twice.
Sold.
Old Fashioned Football.